Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is a treat for me because not a lot of people like to hear my testimony. So I just want I'm really like excited to like talk to my family about, you know, how God has worked in my life. And it's really not about me, but God showing his faithfulness in my life. So I remember as a kid growing up, I didn't really know God very well. My parents used to go to church, and of course I would go to Sunday school for a little bit, but the doctrine that they were under was Independent Fundamental Baptists, and it was very legalistic, and before you knew it, we just stopped going because they were split up and down with doctrine, left and right, and it was like, if you don't do this, you don't do this, and it was just a big burden and putting a big yoke on my parents, and so before we knew it, we were gone, and we looked here and there for other churches to go to, but there was never anything that we really could enjoy. So, and I remember as a young kid, a couple times, like when I failed like really bad in my life, I like was really down, and I would go to the Bible, and I would just read something in the Bible, and it would like really work in my heart. Like I do specifically remember reading Genesis 1, and just how God created the earth, and just all kinds of really neat stuff in there, how he created man, and just like how man was able to name all these animals, and it's just like, it blew my mind as a kid. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And I remember that stuck with me all through my life. So I remember even when like I was in the worst part of my life, I still had some kind of respect for God, where like I didn't want to be like struck by lightning, you know? And so like, I mean, that is sometimes our concept of God. Like, well, I don't want to do bad so I don't get struck by lightning, you know, and die. So, but as I grew up, we didn't really seek after God, you know. My parents kind of did their own thing, and so did I. They tried to teach me here and there things of God, but I wasn't really interested. I was into sports, and I was into, you know, having fun that way. And eventually I started getting interested in girls, of course, like any young, you know, adult, or as you grow up, you know, that's all you really care about is like a girlfriend and, you know, those things. So I'll fast forward all the way to high school because that's an interesting part of my life. I remember I started like in Ecclesiastes where Solomon talks about he seek to fulfill the desires of his heart. Like he wanted to do what he wanted to do, still holding on to wisdom, of course, keep in mind that I had no such thing called wisdom at this time. So, you know, I did what I wanted to do, but I had no wisdom. And you see what happened to Solomon when he had wisdom, and he still seek to, you know, build things and do what he wanted to do. And it was very, it became a very cold time of my life. You know, I started chasing women. I was very athletic, and I had the idea that I was always going to play football, and that's all I wanted to do. I never made any more plans. I just planned on getting recruited, going to college, playing football, have people do my homework for me. And because I was lazy, I mean, I was just lazy. I did not like to apply myself to homework and stuff like that. I mean, it just made no sense, especially if I could get by. You know, like that was the type of person where if I could just skate along, I could do that without having to. I made it through high school without having to read. I only read one book, like my whole life. Really, like if you think about it, actually one book that I remember reading was Raptor Red. It's about a dinosaur, and I really don't remember much of it right now. Now that I think about it, but yeah, one book. I mean, think about it. Like we would have to read things in English class concerning like Robert Frost and those kinds of guys, you know, authors and, you know, writers and poetry and stuff like that. But I would just have to read what I had to read in class, and I could keep it there, and I would just figure out ways to like make it sound good, like I knew what I was talking about, and apparently it worked because I passed. So here I am telling you, I got a high school diploma and I didn't have to do much for it. So, and I'm not proud of that either, though. I'm definitely not proud of that. That was something that came back and bit me in the butt later. You know, because then I got to college. I definitely was doing what I wanted to do in college. I was seeking to fulfill the desires of my heart to the max. Like, I came to a point in my life where I said, why should I try to hold to what society says is good and right? What's normal? you know, I really looked at it, like, what is normal? And I started to, like, think about it. You look around, you know, I like to watch people. That's something I used to do all the time when I was in the bars. I would watch people and watch the things that they did and why they did what they did and watch how much they consumed alcohol, stuff like that. Meanwhile, I'm also drunk too, but I could still, like, remember thinking, like, well, why does this person do this? Why does this person do this? You know, and then I start analyzing myself. Well, why am I doing this? Why can't I stop doing this? And I came to a place in my life where I had many, many, many vices, and I couldn't stop doing them. And God used that in my life, and He really got a hold of me at a certain place in my life. Like, He met me, like, in a time when I had, like, the most maybe popularity with, like, women and the most, like, basically where I felt like I was at, like, the max of doing what I wanted to do, and it didn't matter what anyone said. And I was, my heart was, like, the coldest it has ever been in the history of me. Like, I was incapable of loving other people. I still love my parents, miraculously. Like, I could love them because they love me, you know, and they're, that has always been there. Like, I've had a great relationship with my parents, and I think if I wouldn't have had that foundation, like, who knows where I would be right now, you know, like, but I can see all the way through my past, kind of like Joseph when he went through all those tribulations and stuff, you know, God had a plan for him set in motion, and Joseph was able to look back after he went through prison and all that, after his brothers sold him off to slavery, and he looks back and he could see God through it all. And I remember I was reading in tech school when I had joined the Air Force. I started reading the Bible. It was funny because in basic, I started reading the Mormon Bible, which was very interesting because I didn't feel right reading it. And I told him, I said, I can't read this. This is not right. And I think that it went back to the little times here and there that I read maybe a page of the Bible, of this part of the Bible, or this part of the Bible. There was stuff that stuck along. Even the times my parents tried to have a Bible study with me, and there was something there. There was a piece of truth that popped out at me, even though I didn't want to, like, accept it at that point in my life. Later on, it still was there in my heart, and I remember that kind of stuff. And I remember there was a point in my life where I would come home, I couldn't stop doing what I wanted to do, and I would just sit there and pray to God, if you're there, this is what I'm going through. If you're there, I'm just going to talk to you tonight. Like, I don't even know what, like, I don't even know if you exist. Like, you could be a fairy tale, but I'm just going to talk anyways. And it was a beautiful thing. God really used that, and He really started to change my heart. As I continued to read the Bible, He started connecting a lot of dots for me. There was a lot of things that just didn't make sense in life that really started to help me understand, like, the fact that the bondage that I was in was because of me, like, and because of my choices, and the fact that I chose this path that led to this, that led to this, and eventually I was going to die. And and that's a known fact. 10 out of 10 people die. We cannot deny that. But I also think of, like, there was a lot of times where I would have died a lot sooner than I thought, you know, like, doing the things that I was doing, I was on that path to death real fast. Like, there was times when I remember thinking, man, I could die tonight. Like, and that's a scary thought. Like, that's a really, especially when you don't know where you're going after you die, that's really scary. And that was something that really spoke to me, because I thought, what happens when I die? My parents became Christians. Well, they were Christians, of course, but they weren't practicing Christians. And all along, they didn't practice for a long time. But then my parents came into some really hard times, and I went off to college, and they ended up having to go bankrupt. And all my dad's material possessions were just stripped away from him. But God used that for good. You know, He used that to reach to my dad and my mom, you know, and really get to their hearts. And through their love, that planted seeds in my life. The love that they had for me had changed, like multiples. You know, the way that, with the depth that they were able to love me, with just, like, how they were just so, like nice to me, even though I didn't really deserve it at times. You know, and of course they're my parents, like, yeah, you expect that. But it was a lot different from how they had used to treated me. And so God really used their lives as like planting seeds in my life. And I remember when my grandpa died, that was probably one of the hardest times for me. Because then I really thought about death, and I thought about, well, I don't know if my grandpa's saved. You know, I didn't know if he made it to heaven or not. And that was a really troubling period for me. And that made me think of my life and how I had not received Christ into my life. So there, if I died at that moment, I would have gone to hell. And that's the truth, you know, like, and the Spirit was able to give me that kind of witness in my mind, like, do you understand this? And it was like, wow, that's heavy. So I started going over scripture, and there was things that would pop out at me, like, you know, for God so hath loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, you know, that whoever shall believe in him, you know, would not perish but have everlasting life. And things like that, like all this stuff about this guy Christ, like who is this man, you know, like this man Christ. And as I would go through scripture more and more, you would see the focus would be on Christ and the fact that he came and he died for us. You know, he came and he died for my sin and your sin. You know, and he died a long time ago for it, which is really interesting to think about. But that concept, the fact that he first loved us, really spoke to my heart, and it demanded a response. It was either yes, I surrender to that, or no, I reject that. And I came to the conclusion through reading of Scripture that I could not deny that. I could not reject that love, you know, like, and I find that that is the difference between relationship and religion, that God first loved us, and how do you respond? Where in religion, it is man trying to reach God. And I'm so thankful and blessed that I haven't fell into that system to where I believe that I have to reach out to God for him to love me. I mean, it's such a blessing that God has spoke to my heart in that way, because I see so many other people around me that believe that they have to reach God, you know. And so now, after I had received Christ in my life, I went up and down, up and down, up and down with God and my relationship with God. There was weekends, because I was trying to stop going to the club, I would just lock myself in the room with the Bible. And you know, it was awesome. Like, it was the coolest thing in the world for me. And I really believe that that did something in my heart. You know, like, I have that dependence on God now, where I will read the Bible and he really speaks to me through the Bible. And I believe that, like, whenever I lose my focus, I go to the Bible. And it discerns the thoughts and intents of my heart, you know. It really does that spiritual surgery that Mark was talking of, you know, like removes that bad and replenishes it with that new, and it cleanses me and sanctifies us, sets us apart, you know. So as I'm learning more and more about God, and as I'm growing, and as I'm like fellowshipping with you guys, originally my intention was I wanted to go back to Florida, live with my parents, and serve through Calvary Chapel, Fort Lauderdale, where I was saved. But as like I've gotten to know you guys and like experience the family atmosphere here, like, and seeing how the Spirit's working through all of you guys, and you know, that is something that like I want to be a part of. And so that is kind of where I'm at now, is like I've been praying a lot and seeking God, and like, you know, please lead me in what direction you want. And like, he's given me a desire to stay here, even when I separate the military, to stay here and serve here with you guys, and to just do my best to glorify God in whatever aspect he calls me to. So just, you know, please keep that in prayer. And, you know, now you know a little bit more about me, who I am in God, and kind of, you know, you can see, like, you can see a little bit more of behind how God has worked in my life and how he has, like, I mean, it's, you guys know when you talk to me, like, there's some type of spiritual depth there. Like, I'm not trying to, like, say that I'm, like, all-knowing or anything like that, but I'm just saying that, like, personally, I'm an idiot. Like, and I say that straight up. You know me. I'm an idiot. But the scripture and, like, God working through me, he gives me this stuff, and I'm just like, whoa, this is amazing, you know? And it's like, it's cool. So I just I appreciate you letting me talk to you a little bit about me, and now that you know a little bit more about me, I hope it brings like a depth to your relationship with God too, and like you think about how God has worked in your life also. So thank you. Much love.